From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the commander of forces in the Middle East resigns. What that means for U.S. policy in Iran.
But first, Iranians go to the polls tomorrow. It's their eighth parliamentary election since 1979. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Tehran to follow the elections, and he joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So this isn't exactly the kind of election we're used to in this country. For instance, not anybody can run. Can you explain how that works?
Well, actually, lots of people do run. There are thousands of candidates who want to run for parliament here, and they actually registered to do so. But there's this Guardian Council, which is appointed essentially by the supreme leader here, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. And they basically vet all the candidates and they disqualify a lot of them. It's not entirely clear on what basis they disqualify them. And they disqualify a disproportionate number of reformers who want to change the system. There are lots of people running for the seats in the parliament. There are 290 of them. But a lot of people who did want to run have been disqualified.
But there are some reformists who managed to push back and get on the ballot?
Oh, there have been. There were some that were qualified from the start. There are a couple of slates of reformists. But because of the disqualifications in a 290-seat parliament, the reformists are running 160 seats. And they're not likely to get anywhere near that.
Well, as you know, we're in the midst of an exciting presidential campaign here in the U.S., but I gather the campaign looks and feels a little differently over there. Can you tell us what it's been like?
No, you can't say that it's exciting. It's the rules really constrain campaigning here. The campaign started last weekend. It only lasted for 5 days. There are no public debates. There are no debates on television. In fact, candidates don't appear on television. There are a few posters. There were a few posters around Tehran. Some of the other cities in Iran, there were no posters at all. Basically, I think that the two wings of this battle, the conservatives and the reformists, rely on the fact that Iranian voters really understand this battle. It's been going on between the conservatives and the reformists for a decade now. And we'll see what the Iranian voters have to say about it tomorrow.
And how well are the reformists likely to do you think? And what's this election likely to say about the popularity of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad?
It's likely that the reformers won't do that well. Maybe they'll gain more seats, though, than they have now. They only have a few. I think one of the other aspects that's important in this parliamentary election is that there are five slates of conservatives, and some of those slates support President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and some are highly critical. Although they are conservatives, some are highly critical of Ahmadinejad's policies, particularly his economic policies that haven't dealt with inflation, haven't dealt with unemployment, and haven't fulfilled the populist promises that Ahmadinejad made several years ago when he ran for president. Each conservative slate is led by a well-known political figure that might challenge Ahmadinejad when he comes up for re-election next year.
And what are the implications of these elections for Iran's relations with the U.S. and indeed the rest of the world?
From where I sit now, it doesn't look like this election will change greatly the political complexion of the parliament, and therefore it may not have much to say about broader policies involving Iran, Iran's foreign policy, Iran's relations with the United States, or even in the region. Of course, Iranian politics is always hard to predict, so I can't say that for sure. But the presidential election next year probably will have much more impact on that score.
Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Mike Schuster reporting on the Iranian elections from Tehran.